Remote viewing. Now, I thought the government ended the program.
No, let me explain this. Now, I do two things. I had taught some of their operatives a long time ago about this tracking, where you track. You're going down the road, and you're looking for something, and you look at the license plate on a truck, and you see that, and you look at a road sign, and you look at something else, and you're in a mindset. You're actually in motion, and that's how we. I got a compliment from the government tracking. When the war first started in Iraq, over the second war that we had. Into Syria, a Task Force 20 went in there, having been trained by one of my friends. It was trained by me, and they caught the guy that owned a house at Uday and Qusay, the two sons of Saddam Hussein were located in, and then they tortured him like they always do, and then that's where they found out they were, and it led to their execution. That was one aspect of it, and that's a combination of teaching them how to spontaneously read things and see things. And then the other thing is the actual remote viewing itself. Now, here's what's happened, okay? For a long time, you know, Russians were doing, you know, a lot of, you know, psychic, you know, things. The government looked at prana, you know, from the Hindus, which was, it's actually putting breath into the kundalini force in the body, which is a chi force, which is an etheric force that causes an actual physical raising of the cerebrospinal fluid up the spine. When that happens, it changes the electricity amounts of that are in the brain versus the entire body. It actually, yeah. It's like turning on the generator at high levels. Okay. Then they wanted to get into the quantum mechanism of how, and this is where the science got bulky. You know, they couldn't get the quantum mechanism going. But what happens is with the insurgence of nanotechnology, the quantum thing got going, and so suddenly they started to see the holography of it all. And they began to see, there was a scientist, his name was David Bohm, he was very famous, he was a protege of Einstein, there are a lot of really famous people that got into this. But what happens is, they started looking at how dolphins and bats and fish and flies and birds, it all have this sensory holographic information. So having got into that, they figured that, they found that dolphins and bats, you know, actually create holograms by transmitting acoustic reference and object waves that then reflected back to the mammal for the neural processing. That's where this started to get. Then they found out that holograms have a property that they call distributedness. And that distributedness means that if you have a fractional portion of something in a hologram, you have the whole thing, because every fraction contains the entire amount of the whole thing, which I'm probably sure you're aware of.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happened now is that now taking that back, and starting to look at, you know, remote viewing and going into the hologram of the universe, not just the hologram of DNA or something of a dolphin, but into the universe, they're absolutely knowing how to get integrally through that hologram. They can now, you know, with the created environment with certain kinds of devices, which I've been making now for about a year, which was insane. It took me 20, you know, I know you've had Sean Morton on the show.
Right.
He knew about this work back in 1981, and so last year when it finally came out, he says, well, Fred, it only took you 30 years, but you finally got there, you know, to get something working. So what we did is we got this stuff going, and now some of the people that are using them are some pretty high-up people, big high-profile people that I can't name out of, you know, client, whatever, you know, but these things are really starting to be used now, and the results are scary. All I can say is scary. They're used in healing, in viewing. So in the government has come, you know, the factions of B have come a full circle now, because now they know they can take it to a deeper level. You know, you can go into one part of what you're looking for and find the whole. And the secret of that is to get the body balance, a certain amount of body balancing and consciousness.
It's all resonance, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. It's totally resonant, you know. And remote viewing before, you know, these guys weren't trained properly. They didn't, you know, it's what's in your body. You know, like your other show where you're talking about vegetarianism, it's so important. You got to be clear.
Right.
People are getting disciplined now. I'm getting disciplined, at least from what I used to be, and a lot of other people are. So it's taken us to a new level. And plus, we're older now. So you get your energy back like you're a teenager, and then you start focusing on things that are like sci-fi in the imagination, and the results are phenomenal. And
it's why is holography so important? I mean, how does it work?
Well, here we go. Okay, now you asked for it, okay? You remember that device that we talked about several shows called The Nuclear Receptor, and I've got to break this down basics.
And refresh us on that.
Yeah, okay, the nuclear receptor is a device that we make that has a little disc like a satellite dish. It has pyramids right side up and pyramids right side down in a Fibonacci pattern, which is the pattern of a flower of a rose or whatever. Okay, that's step one. Step two, if you muscle test someone, meaning that you have them extend or stand up straight, put their right arm out, and we push the arm down, that pushes puts pressure on a muscle called latissimus dorsi. You push that down, they test a certain strength. If you put the pyramid on their head right side up, they test stronger, and if you put the pyramid on their head upside down, they test weaker. You follow me? Mm-hmm. And this is a movement of the chi force. It's a changing of the electrical conduits in the central nervous system. It's either taking electricity out of the brain or putting it back or vice versa, and that's what it does. Okay? So out of that, we were able to find out and get that into what was known as called a scalar wave. A scalar wave. A scalar wave has in the hologram now, has a dynamic. The dynamic is George Norrie got up tomorrow morning and decided to invent a brand new television set that nobody had, a fourth-dimensional, three-dimensional TV set. So George Norrie goes out, and he gets a designer. He designs it. He puts the guy to work. He designs a sales force. He goes out and sells them, and he puts money in the bank. He hires people, and this idea grows, okay?
All right.
That's called a wave packet inside. It's a wave packet inside of a hologram. You follow me? Because it's a complete, even though you just came up with the idea tomorrow, if you're going to follow that through, it's completed by tomorrow night. But you don't know that, or maybe you do, but most people don't. So they go out with blind faith. They go out and pursue their ideal, their creation, what they want to do in life, change your life, make a better life, that kind of thing, with a complete thought form in mind, start to finish. And the people that don't do that never finish because they never completed their own personal hologram.